Welcome back. Today we are talking about another essential item of your podcast setup, and that is your podcast host. So, what exactly does a host do? Now, this is separate from your website host. This is just for your podcast. So basically think of it as a middleman between you and your listeners. It's the place where you're going to store all of your episodes, where you're going to upload your podcast files, whether it's an MP3 or a video file, your show notes, cover art. So it'll also generate your RSS feed, which is the link that tells the podcast directories like Apple and Spotify, hey, I've got a new episode up, let all my people know. If you're not familiar with this, the RSS feed, which is the power of it all, links the audio files and your audience. It lets them know when you have new episodes up so they can stay up to date on all the latest from you and your podcast. Now, on the surface, it may appear that all podcast providers are exactly the same, but they're not. Every single one of them offers to manage your RSS feed and integrate that with the podcast directories, especially the popular ones like Apple and Spotify and Stitcher. But these are the bare minimum requirements. Ideally, your podcast provider should offer ways to help grow and monetize your podcast. So as you do your research on which service is the right one for you, I want you to evaluate what's going to help your show succeed and grow over the long term. So first, let's talk about storage capabilities. Podcasters like to talk, y'all. That's usually one of the most common reasons why people want to start a show. They want to talk about something. Now, I know you're just beginning in this journey, but this is really something I need you to consider. Most podcast hosts have plans with set storage limits, whether it's based on file sizes or total time. It also includes whether you're going to be charged extra when you go over that allowance. So as you consider services and plans, keep an eye on the storage capabilities and what the limits mean, not only for your show, but your wallet as well. So let's say you're only allowed to host 2 hours of audio content per month. It's not really a lot. You may have to get crafty with your publishing frequency or your episode duration to guarantee you include the content you want to share with your audience. Now, this could be a jigsaw puzzle, and it can become a big stress point as your show grows and you want to start producing more in-depth episodes or longer episodes. Or what if you want to start a second podcast? I'm not saying you do this now, but maybe down the road. It's important to ensure that your host can host each of your shows on a separate RSS feed and that you can manage both of them with uploading files and show notes and all those kinds of things from one place. So to grow podcasts engagement, it's vital to understand the audience of what they're listening for, how long, and across what platform, and what are their listening behaviors telling you, because this is going to help drive topic ideas, guests, all those things. Also, having an idea of what your listenership wants allow hosts to create engaging content, help pitch the right show to advertise on your podcast, if that's what you're interested in, when you're ready to do that. Now, most podcast hosts provide some audience insights, some sort of stats, but do your due diligence on what you're getting and what it's going to be able to tell you. Now, we'll talk about monetizing podcasts later in the intensive, but it's really relatively a new frontier. So hosts and service providers are trying to figure out the best way to advance the industry in that area. If making money from your show down the line is important to you, you need to consider if the podcast host will help or hinder your monetization strategies. So ask yourself, is the software committed to supporting premium subscription technology? Do they offer educational resources on whether it's how to pitch sponsors or just tutorials on how to do things? If it looks like the podcast hosts are going to leave you high and dry in these areas, I would definitely consider a different podcast host. So when you are ready to start monetizing your podcast, your podcast host will be ready to support you. It's going to support your future needs. If you decide to transform your podcast from something fun you're doing or a side hustle to a main source of income, which is totally possible. Now, my favorite two podcast hosts, because I know y'all are going to ask. First one, number one, is Libsyn. Y'all, this is the OG. It's the one that I personally use for my podcast. It's the one I generally recommend. It has been around since as long as I've been working with podcasts, which is about since 2007. It's a no-frills, get-the-job-done podcast host. It's the Enneagram 8 of podcasting. Now, Buzzsprout is another one, and it's my favorite for new podcasters. It has all the bells and whistles, an amazing customer service team, and just a lot of really great tools for the new podcaster. Now, you need to do your research on this. I want you to find the best one out there, not only for your show, but for your budget. Go ahead, create an account, follow the prompts that they have set, and you'll be set up for hosting with your podcast in no time. If you have any issues, both of the recommended ones have excellent customer support to help guide you through this process. Now, one note about free podcast hosts, and there are a couple out there. When you're starting out and you don't want to spend a lot of money, I understand the urge to go with a free podcast host. It sounds really appealing, and I get it. While your choice of hosting is ultimately up to you, one of the things I want you to really hear me on, make sure that you read the terms and conditions thoroughly on anyone you choose, but especially free ones. Because you want to ensure you're not paying with something else, especially your content. I have seen my share of problems that new clients have brought by using free hosts, and it doesn't need to happen. For example, one client was using a free one, refused to let her move her episodes from that platform to another host. And another host made changes to their show notes without even the person's approval. And I certainly don't want those types of things to happen to you. Wherever you house your podcast, you need to have complete control over your content, because that's your intellectual property. That's your thing that you created. And no one should be able to mess with that. That's your big bossy older sister here, y'all. So make sure that you know what you're getting into before you start uploading that content. Now, congratulations. This is the end of module 3 of the Quick Launch Podcast Intensive. I am so proud of you for all the hard work that you're putting in. We are halfway there. I feel like we should have some Bon Jovi music happening right now. But anyway, you are doing it, sis. And I am so proud of you. Now, next week, we're getting into the nitty-gritty, y'all. We're going to get into the actual recording process, writing your podcast scripts and outlines, setting up your trailer, your intro, and even recording your very first episode. So exciting. I cannot wait. And don't worry, friends. You can do this. I promise you. I will be right there every step of the way. Now, if you have questions, don't hesitate to ask. I am here for you. So send your questions in to hello@wildfirecreativecompany.com, and I'll make sure to address them during our weekly coaching time. Now, don't forget to attend coaching time. It's every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Time. And make sure to check out the Facebook group for any updates and any discussions or questions. So have a great week, y'all, and I'll see you at coaching time.